Meditation of humility. In order to overcome all harsh, dissonant and discordant elements of life, let us practice habitually the meditation of humility. When we can make our mortal life over to the immortal spirit, it is the meditation of surrender. Finite mind surrendering to the infinite. This will cure all our vanities, egotism, and false sense of proportion and give us poise, tranquility, and great serenity. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalms. Be lowly and humble, only thus can you rise. The lark builds its nest on the ground, but it soars high up in the sky. Sri Ramakrishna. Humility is a divine attribute in man. Sometimes through our misguided zeal, we underestimate its value. We imagine that unless we assert ourselves and our rights, we shall be ignored and lose our opportunities. Sooner or later, we find out that this superficial attitude, instead of giving us any real blessing of life, bars our way to any true greatness. Indeed, humility is our greatest safeguard. We never safeguard ourselves as we wear an armor of aggressiveness, egotism, self-importance, and sense of I and mine. Nobody loves an arrogant person. And invariably he clashes with everyone that he contacts, whether it be at home, at his work, or abroad. Very seldom, however, do we find anyone successful in quarreling with a truly humble person. Humility makes us gentle of spirit, and it inspires others with likeness of spirit. Whoever has succeeded in the practice of humility is divinely protected. As the great Chinese philosopher says, "He who has in himself abundantly the attributes of the Tao, the Absolute, is like an infant. Poisonous insects will not sting him. Fierce beasts will not seize him. Birds of prey will not strike him." True humility is a great force. And although it works with gentleness, yet it never fails to transform. We find this illustrated in the lives of noble men of all time. Gandhi is a great example of humility. Once an ambitious follower attacked him, saying, "Gandhi is all right as a spiritual man, but not a fit person to be a national leader." Hearing this, Gandhi replied, "Of course, I'm nothing but a pygmy. He's much greater." This kind of spirit always melts even the heart of stone. It is why all holy men manifest such tremendous humility. With them, it is not a pretense or a polite mannerism. It is born of the supreme realization, the infinite is all. O Lord, not I, but Thou. Help me to realize that Thou art the whole and I am but a part. Thou art the first cause. Thou art my all. Make me like unto Thy echo, that I may live and move and do all things as Thou dost guide me from within. Not I, but Thou, always, first and last.